Hello, everybody out there in farm country. Common sense has finally come to the party. If we're concerned about producing enough food, we must employ the best food production technology. Thank you, Monsanto. And if a lot of people find that they're a little short of money to buy food and other necessities, Walmart stores to the rescue. Thank you, Walmart. And now for today's commentary. Let me read to you what Bloomberg News is saying about global trade. The surge in world food prices is accomplishing what 7 years of trade talks couldn't do. The Doha round of global trade negotiations has been stalled since 2001 because developing nations have refused to lower import tariffs that protect their farmers, and because rich countries won't give up farm price supports. Well, now import duties in developing countries are being cut in response to food prices that have risen 83% in the past 3 years. Subsidies in the United States and Europe are falling like a rock. Developing countries don't have to protect their farmers from tons of price-depressing grain from the United States anymore. They need our grain to keep their prices down. Accordingly, the Peterson Institute says food prices have done for import liberalization what Doha trade talks couldn't do. Indonesia eliminated duties on wheat, soybeans. India did the same on wheat flour. The list is long. Turkey, Mongolia, West Africa, Brazil, Peru, China, more than 24 developing countries slashing their import duties. And at the same time, subsidies to farmers in developed countries are headed down too. U.S. subsidies this year will be below $8 billion, about half what they were in 2005. European supports are down more than $15 billion. Countries all over the world are concerned about the rising cost of food, and their immediate way to deal with that is to import more food, which means getting rid of import duties. And in the longer run, the higher prices will give their farmers money to invest and hopefully increase their own food production. If governments will just get out of the way, the market system will stimulate more global food production and more exports. We're doing our part to provide food for a hungry world. Our exports will hit an all-time record, more than $100 billion this year. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.